The day after the House approved two articles of impeachment against President Trump, the next step is unclear. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi failed to meet her own standard for impeachment.
And it was made even more clear last night when Speaker Pelosi suggested that House Democrats may be too afraid to even transmit their shoddy work product to the Senate. Mr. President, it looks like the prosecutors are getting cold feet.
McConnell is referring to Speaker Nancy Pelosi's comment that she could delay sending the articles of impeachment onto the Senate for a trial. A reporter asked her about that today.
Last night you suggested you needed to see a fair process in the Senate before submitting it over.
A fair process, but we'll see what they have, and we'll be ready for whatever it is.
Is that the requirement? You need to see a fair process before submitting over?
We would hope there would be a fair process.
Let's bring in Congressman Harley Ruda, Democrat of California. He voted for both articles of impeachment. Congressman, welcome.
Glad to be on the show. Thank you.
Well, and what do you think about the idea of Democrats delaying giving the articles to the Senate? Do you think that more information would come forward, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the first I heard of that was just yesterday, and I recognize the Speaker's desire, as well as the Democratic Caucus's leadership desire, to make sure that we understand how the trial process will take place in the Senate. And so to have more information before submitting the articles of impeachment certainly has some validity. But I think to some degree this is being blown out of proportion. I don't anticipate the articles being held up for any significant period of time before they're submitted to the Senate for consideration.
Do you still expect, as many have for a long time, that a trial would happen in the Senate in the month of January?
I would imagine that is still the timeline that most people are looking to see occur, but certainly there are still some things that need to take place before we have a clear understanding as to what that schedule will be.
When it comes to a fair trial in the Senate, do you think that that means that people like Mick Mulvaney and John Bolton would testify, would be called as witnesses in a Senate trial?
Well, I think if Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republican leadership is serious about having a impartial trial to consider the articles of impeachment, yes, Bolton and Mulvaney should be there. So should Pompeo, as well as others that have defied the subpoenas rightfully offered by the House in its investigation of the Ukrainian matter.
How do you respond to the Republican argument here, which is, well, if you need to hear from these people, then shouldn't you have just waited to vote on the articles of impeachment in the House until you took the process through the courts, the subpoenas that have been issued, and got testimony from those witnesses in the House and then send it to the Senate?
You know, only Republicans could put forth an argument that says you didn't have all the testimony you needed while simultaneously defending the president from blocking that testimony from occurring. It is crazy to suggest that is how this should operate. If the president truly believed he has done nothing wrong and that these individuals would provide evidence and testimony showing that he has done nothing wrong, why in the world would he prevent them from testifying? We know why he's preventing them from testifying, because when they do testify, it is not going to help the president's case. In fact, it is just the opposite. And if that's not the case, then again, what is the logic from preventing them from testifying?
You represent a district in Orange County that was held by a Republican before you. Did you have any qualms about voting for articles of impeachment? Do you think you're going to face any blowback from voters there?
You know, I don't know if I'll face blowback or not. Here's what I do know. Unlike my Republican colleagues across the aisle who voted lockstep to support a crook in the White House, I will tell you that if this was a Democratic president who had done that, I would have voted for articles of impeachment. This is not a question of which party is in office, which party controls the White House. This is as simple as right and wrong regarding the oath we took to protect and uphold the Constitution of the United States. And, you know, they can argue all they want that the procedure was not what they wanted to see, or that additional witnesses being prevented by the president from testifying should have testified, but they cannot deny the fact that the president violated the law. And you saw that repeatedly yesterday, the failure for them to be able to argue the facts. And what was also interesting to see yesterday was those that would argue that there was no evidence here. It reminds me of the old Russian adage that if you tell a lie enough times, it becomes a truth. And apparently many people on the Republican side believe if you tell the lie enough, it does become the truth.
That is Congressman Harley Ruta, Democrat of California. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.